How to raise a bullet ant colony? The ultimate guide. Believe it or not, there are people out there who intentionally raise bullet ant colonies. These tiny yet fearsome insects hold a fascination for many, with their painful sting and intricate social structure. But how does one go about raising a colony of these formidable creatures? In this ultimate guide, we will discuss the ins and outs of raising a bullet ant colony, from choosing the right setup to understanding their behavior and caring for them properly. So sit back, put on your protective gear, and get ready to learn the ultimate guide to raising a bullet ant colony. Chapter 1. Getting started in bullet ant keeping. How to get a bullet queen ant? In the United States, obtaining a bullet queen ant can be challenging due to regulations and restrictions on the interstate transport of certain ant species. However, it may be possible to acquire bullet queen ants through the following methods. 1. Ant suppliers. Some ant breeders or suppliers specialize in providing a variety of ant species, including bullet queens. Look for reputable suppliers who adhere to legal and ethical practices. They will ensure that the ants are properly sourced and meet any necessary regulatory requirements. 2. Local ant keepers. Connect with local ant keepers or enthusiasts in your area. They may have colonies of bullet queen ants that they are willing to sell or trade. Online forums, social media groups, or ant-keeping communities can be excellent resources for finding fellow ant keepers. 3. Ant hunting. While it is generally discouraged to capture ants from the wild, if you are knowledgeable about local ant species and their legal status, you may be able to find bullet queen ants in your region. Ensure that you understand and follow any regulations regarding the collection of wild ants, as some species may be protected. When acquiring bullet queen ants, it's crucial to prioritize ethical and responsible practices. This includes understanding and complying with local laws and regulations, ensuring the well-being of the ants during transportation, and avoiding the disruption of their natural habitats whenever possible.